This is BFBS Esports Live with OJ Borge.
Here we are again, excited to be with you for another BFBS Esports Live. Thank you, as always, to the Audio Content Fund. I am OJ Borge, gamertag Hobojo. So, this is the show dedicated to gaming within the forces. Who is on this week? Let me tell you. We're going to chat to Mr. Mighty Joe Young, who'll be giving us an insight into what it takes to make it into the top gaming teams in the Army Esports, who compete at festivals like Insomnia. We'll also chat to AS1 Pierce Mitchell about the RAF's new gaming zone at RAF Waddington. And here is the big and, I want to know who is the best game character ever created. We play them, we love them, sometimes we hate them. Who is the best game character ever created? First, though, here is Human by Rag & Bone Man.
Maybe I'm foolish, maybe I'm blind, thinking I can see through this and see what's behind. Got no way to prove it, so maybe I'm lying. But I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. Take a look in the mirror. What do you see? Do you see it clearer? Or are you deceived in what you believe? 'Cause I'm only human after all. And you're only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. Some people got the real problems. Some people out of love. Some people think I can solve them. My opinion, don't ask me to lie and beg for forgiveness for making you cry, for making you cry. 'Cause I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. Oh, some people got the real problems. Some people out of love. So Lord, heavens above, I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. I'm only human. I made mistakes. I'm only human. It's all it takes to put the pain on me. Don't put the blame on me. I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. I'm only human. I do what I can. I'm just a man. I do what I can. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me.
BFBS, you're listening to The Forces Station. I'm OJ Borge, bringing you Esports Live. If you want to get in touch, as always, you know how to do that. One of the good things to do is to go to the website, bfbs.com/esports live. Guests. We got guests. Let's talk to guests. My first on today's show is Mr. Mighty Joe Young. Joe, how are you, buddy?
Hi, OJ. I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
All right, I think. All right. Missing. Do you know what? I've had one of those weeks. One of those weeks where I have not touched my console. I've played no computer games, which I think is almost a travesty considering we're doing an esports live show.
That is pretty bad. You know, you've got to get it in every day. You've got to get on the grind, OJ.
Yeah, man. How many hours do you reckon you get a week?
Oh, God. Too many. I reckon I'd probably come back and I do at least 4 or 5 hours a night. And then obviously the weekend, depending on what I'm doing, I'm usually pretty busy the weekends. But
you're training. You're playing at a high level.
Yeah, I'm definitely, I'm trying to consistently keep playing even higher as well, especially in the kind of rank mode as well. And especially with ranked Valorant at the moment, I'm getting quite high out there at the moment. Like, I'm top 3,000 in the leaderboard at the moment in EU, so I'm doing pretty well. I'd say probably my best run so far.
Time spent on a game used to be one of those things you were embarrassed of, wasn't it? But if you're competing, it's now a good thing if you've sunk however many thousands of hours. What is your game of choice?
I play a lot of Valorant, so I'm actually... I'm in my own team as well, on top of doing the army team stuff as well. So I'm like mixing in between the sort of things that's going on. So I've recently just made this team as well. And oh God, the like excuses that was coming out from some people trying to get it organized. There was weeks on end, people moving house, trying to get everyone out. It was like herding cats, honestly. But now we've got people together. So like I'm actually practicing all the time. We're getting together. We're going through things like regular weekly occurrence now. So at least like 3 times a week, which is really good.
Valorant's one of those games that's fairly new on the scene. I remember when it first dropped and people started playing it, there was a lot of, I don't know, skepticism about the game. What was it about it that when you started playing it, you thought, this is amazing. This is what I need to be involved in. This is what I need to play.
I just got very addicted very quickly. Like I played a lot of Rainbow Six Siege before I played Valorant. So I played Siege pretty much from the day it came out, like religiously. Again, played like at a high level on that and ranked as well. Joined a couple of teams, and that was probably about like what 4 years we're talking until Valorant came out with Siege. And I really enjoyed Counter-Strike, but I could never get into Counter-Strike when I was playing it. And then Valorant came out, and it had this obviously twist with the kind of agents or operators, whatever you want to call them, that gives it the unique kind of twist, but played like Counter-Strike with the economy, the buying rounds, you know, like you can lose your money and then you're on a bad buy, etc. Like there's all the other factors that come into it. And I really enjoyed that about Counter-Strike, but I could never get into Counter-Strike. Like it was just something about that didn't sit right with me. And then Valorant plays very different from Counter-Strike. It's obviously with all the abilities and the kind of made up agents or, you know, the futuristic setting, it just plays very differently. The guns handle differently. There's a lot of randomness to it rather than like kind of controlled sprays of Counter-Strike. So there's a lot, I think there's just, it's easier to get into Valorant. I think it's a lot more user-friendly than Counter-Strike. Counter-Strike has a very high skill ceiling that has been there for years. Like, you know, you're looking at these top-level players that play, you know, like Simple, for instance. Simple's unreal at the game. Like, and yeah, he must have something else. Monzi as well. Like, he's ridiculous. He can play, like, but they reckon what Monzi's played, like, Counter-Strike 30% of his conscious life or something
Monacy
ridiculous.
Is outrageous. Yeah. The age he is for the amount he plays. If you've never heard of Monacy, look him up. The age he is for what he does at the top level is amazing. And one of the reasons that Monacy is so good, just to use that as a way into this, is that when it comes to big stages and playing in front of crowds, he doesn't seem fazed whatsoever. He's just good. He does what he does and he keeps on doing it. You've competed in gaming festivals before. What does it take, do you think, to step up from where you are right now, playing in a bedroom, playing as a team, to then being somewhere and playing on LAN?
Definitely need some endurance, I think. I play a lot and I can game for a lot of hours, but I don't think I was ready for what they did at Epic LAN. And I'd never been to one. I didn't really know a lot of the people I went with. It was kind of new. And a lot of the teams that go and they play regularly, especially the Valorant guys, a lot of them come over for Counter-Strike as well, played Epic LAN Counter-Strike regularly. They were just going into it. And like, I think the first day I literally played about 10 hours straight because our break was at the start. It was like, yeah, cool, right? You start at 12 instead of 11. And then it was just like, we played the whole group stage out in a 1 hour. That was like, you played your game, you had maybe a 10-minute break, straight into another game, constantly cycling. So if you lost quicker or you won quicker, then you breaks are bigger. But if you're in a really tight game, you're like, yeah, cool, you're straight back into the next one. And you play about 8 games on the trot, and then they played everyone goes straight into the upper bracket because they've seeded everyone from the groups. Once you're straight in the upper bracket, they're like, right, now you're in the best of three. And you're like, Jesus, like if you play, you know, if you play the whole best of three, you're talking like 11 games, which is like, if you're talking a 40-minute game, you're like, it's, you know, go off an hour, say 60 minutes. You're talking like 10 hours of games.
Which is why, if somebody's listening to this right now and they've never taken part in a festival like that or seen the festival, it's why physical endurance and being in good shape, both physically and mentally, is so important, especially if you want to play at the highest level.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'm very much hammering on that. I coach a Scottish school team from one of the personnel. She's the owner of it. She runs this Alva Academy, and the team's called Alva Alliance. So she runs the team herself. They're like one of the first esports schools. And yeah, we're boot camping soon for the British esports champs. And that's like one of the big things, hammer on, like good sleep, making sure they're looking after themselves, good diet and stuff. Because if they don't have any of that, they do know they're like having a really bad diet, lots of energy drinks, so they're getting the caffeine hits and crashes. It will just, they just can't compete. And especially if they're talking about doing a full weekend of boot camp and for all these sort of things, you just can't keep up. Like you need to look after yourself on top of doing that while you're competing in sort of things as well.
Yeah.
I know a lot, it's like sports science almost is the way to put it, but it's going into esports now and it's very important, especially more in this modern age.
Especially, well, there was a ton of teams that it's a while ago now, like 4 or 5 years ago, because when I work in Counter-Strike, they brought in the physical coaches, the conditioners, the people who help them be at the top level, because you have a big game and it's emotion and it's crowds and it's fireworks going off, then you need to be able to deal with it. Listen, there's tons more we could talk about, but we've run out of time. Joe, it has been great to chat to you. Good luck at Insomnia. Good luck at Epic LAN. Cheers for your time, buddy. Thank you so much.
Thank you, OG. Take care.
There you go. There goes Mr. Mighty Joe Young. Good luck at Insomnia to him. Let's play you a song now. This is Ash and Girl from Mars.
Do you remember the time when you were a girl from Mars? I don't know if you knew that. Oh, I would stay up late playing cards and you were into them and cigars. And she never told me her name. I still love you, the girl from Mars. Sitting in our dreamy days by the water's edge, on a cool summer night, fireflies and stars in the sky, gentle glowing light from your cigarette. The breeze blowing softly on my face reminds me of something else, something that in my memory's been misplaced. Suddenly all comes back, and as I look to the stars, I remember the time. I don't know if you knew that. Always there with playing cards and the winter and cigars. But she never told me her name. I still love you, the girl from Mars. Surging through the darkness over the moon and strand. Electricity in the air, twisting all through the night on the terrace. Now that summer is here, I know that you are almost in love with me. I can see it in your eyes, strange lights shimmering over the sea tonight. And it almost blows my mind. And as I look to the stars, I remember the time when you were born from Mars. I don't know if you knew that. Always said the thing called to be winter and cigars. But you never told me. I still love you, the girl from Mars. If you'd returned, I thought that you were standing over me. When I woke, there was no one there. I still love you, girl from Mars. You remember the time when you were a girl from Mars. I don't know if you knew that. Always stepping in cars and winter and cigars. But you never told me your name. Do you remember the time when you were a girl from Mars? I don't. Oh, it's every bank card to the winds and cigars. And I'll still dream of you. I still love you, girl from Mars.
Ash. Girl from Mars, this is BFBS Esports Live. I'm OJ Borge. We've been asking you, what's the greatest game character ever created? Now, characters in games, well, they've been great for years, haven't they? They started off, they had backstories back in the Mario days. Princess Peach, Pac-Man, Ryu from Street Fighter. But over the past 10, 15 years, very much now so, they've become as thorough as any film character, sometimes much more so. So if I was going to choose my favourite character, and there's loads I could choose from, Soap McTavish from the Call of Duty films, for instance, I probably would go for Trevor Phillips. Now, if the name doesn't immediately jump out at you, Grand Theft Auto 5, Trevor Phillips, he was outrageous. As a character, it was Rockstar Games who made Grand Theft Auto, just pushing a character as far as they could. And he was ridiculous. And I wanted to be Trevor Phillips for a while. If you've never played him, look him up. Some of the stuff you can find on YouTube about him is great. Tom's told me Lieutenant Mike Powell from Medal of Honor played it loads, basically saving Private Ryan the game. Always been fascinated by World War II. There's a thing, Tom, which says that the way a younger generation now gets their facts, gets their knowledge, their history of the world is from computer games, which is why a lot of computer games tend to be, hopefully, factually correct. Craig says, Kratos from God of War, he's the ultimate grump, and his backstory in all the games have been amazing. Absolutely. Although I played halfway through God of War, got lost around some lakes and then never picked it up again. Lara Croft says, Mark. All right then, Mark. It's the only game that I really put time in to complete it. Made sure I got through every single level in the game. Sonic and Crash Bandicoot up there as well, but Lara Croft is just iconic. Yes, she is. Yes, she is.
Meet me in the hallway for a cup of coffee by the stairs. We're both in a hurry. Let's steal a minute when there's no one there. Our hoodies red, you're in my head. Yet there's no pressure, at least that's what we always said. I was keeping it together, I guess I didn't understand that I fell for you. I lost my cool, it hit me like a sucker punch. Try to come up with the bad things. Didn't want to write a happy song. You've had only good reactions. So I don't want to be the one to this up, I swear. Out of nowhere, it hit me like a sucker punch.
And I've just seen this one, actually, another one of the greatest characters ever created that was suggested by Matthew, who says, HK-47, which actually means nothing to me. Apparently it was the pathological assassin droid from Knights of the Old Republic, an old Star Wars game. Matthew, that's one that even predates me, I think. Let me chat to my second and last guest on this show this evening. Joining me now is AS1 Pierce Mitchell, or Flick. How are you, buddy?
Oh, yeah, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, not bad, mate. The greatest game character ever created. Who would you say?
Oh, gosh. greatest game character?
Yeah, of all the games you've played over the years, there's been so many.
I have no idea. From when I was younger, what did I play? I played League of Legends. I think it's got to be Yasuo. I loved Yasuo when I was younger, and I used to play League of Legends. We'll go with him.
Yeah, do you know, I've tried to play League of Legends, but I've always struggled slightly with it. How many hours did you put into it? It's a game that you can't just pick up quickly, can you?
No. I mean, I don't think I can track my hours on that. I would have... Over a couple of thousand, I'd have said.
Yeah.
For sure.
I think it's 10,000 you need to be a master of that game or something like that. I remember getting told by someone at Riot. Anyway, Pierce, what is it you do in the RAF?
So I am an infrastructure technician. So I work with servers and networking. And I work quite closely with coalition partners, which is always good.
So surely that means then, Pierce, you have the greatest ping of anybody who competes in Forces Gaming.
Yeah, I wish it was the case. Virgin Media Wi-Fi is still good, so I do all right with ping.
So how long have you been competitively gaming then? You said you played League of Legends. Is that the game that you still play in, you compete in?
No, I don't play that game anymore. Competitively, it's really just been Rocket League. And I wouldn't have said until the first Insomnia competition that I went to would be the start of my competing, which was I-65. So a couple of years ago now, I think it was 2019.
What was that first Insomnia when you competed like at? What was the feelings like for you knowing that you were playing in front of a crowd?
Yeah, it was very good. It was a lot of fun, nerve-wracking, especially with the caliber of players that were there. You know, kids with over 8,000 hours each. You know, it was mind-boggling. But yeah, they were top.
How did you approach those matches then? If you were taking on people who had more hours, probably more experience, how did you approach it?
At that point, with my current rank 3 years ago, they were freestyling on us. We couldn't do anything. We just tried to have fun, I guess, at that point.
What was the biggest score that you had against you? It sounds like it might have been a tough encounter.
Oh, they could have at least put 20 past us, I'd reckon. They were just freestyling. Yeah, so I think it was like double digits still. But
So you hadn't competitively gamed before joining the RAF then?
No, not really. It was just more casual.
So what is it like then, being part of the RAF and now being part of an esports world within it? What is that like?
Oh, it is. It's really good, especially the community aspect of it. Is the fact that I can go on, jump online now, and I can talk to anyone and everyone, and I can play with anyone. Whereas before, it was only your close friends, and when you work in different working schedules, it's hard to play with anyone. So it can be a bit... Before, it was a bit meh, it wasn't great, but obviously being in the RAF now, people are always working different shift patterns, but there's always someone on, so it's nice.
And have you found, because what has been amazing over the weeks that we've done this show is talking to people who had an interest, and it's only the last couple of years that there's been these esports being set up within the forces. Is it a shock to you that it's taken so long for it to happen?
Yeah, I would have said so. I mean, it's with obviously online, it's massively taken off, especially with COVID, with everyone being at home. So I think that's been a big catalyst for that. But I'm surprised it hasn't happened earlier with how big it is in the younger generation.
Well, one of the things is, the thing I'm leading towards here is what's going to help is the fact that these new gaming zones are being set up. And you have one at RAF Waddington, don't you?
Yes, we do. Yeah.
Well, tell me about it. What is it like? How did it get set up? What's in there for people? How can they use it?
So it's only recently been opened, and it is good. There's, I think, 6 gaming computers. There's 3 consoles. I think at the minute they're trying to set up a VR.
Ooh.
They're also trying to get a simulation driving rig sorted, which I think will be very good. It'll be exciting when it's all up and running and the community starts joining.
And is this one of those things that they're setting up at other bases?
Yes. Yeah, there's quite a few bases now that are taking the approach. I think I wouldn't be able to give you the amount of bases that currently have gaming esports. 8, apparently. But yeah, it's growing. It's growing.
And I assume it's something that's been set up in the same way that you'd have a mess hall, that you go in, you get to chat to people, hang out with people, and it's a way of having downtime and just being in touch.
Yeah, it's a lot better. Rather than just sitting in your room, you actually get to go and see the people in real life and have conversations. It feels a bit more sociable, so it is good.
Well, Pierce, it's been great to chat to you. I know the next time that you play someone, you'll be freestyling on them in a Rocket League match.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Absolutely,
for sure.
Doing that thing where you blast up and then backflip. Mate, it's been great to chat. Thank you so much to AS1, P, Pierce, Mitchell or Flick. Thank you very much. Put in good luck at the next tournament you are at. We've got time to play one more song. And as always, we like to theme it into a game. This one will probably be given away slightly with who I talked about earlier on. And that is, it was in a game that was the fifth release of the game. Released in 2013. The main character was called Trevor Phillips. So if you've been listening to this show, you'll know what the game is. Burning Heart from Survivor. What was the game? Well, if you were listening, as I said, Grand Theft Auto 5. Trevor Phillips was from that. One more message about one of the greatest characters ever created. From Scott, he says, it's got to be Master Chief from Halo, right up there for me, as Halo 1 and 2 were such massive games. But I always love Vivi from Final Fantasy 9 as well. Cool character design, and the game progresses, you realise he's got a dark backstory. As I said, some of these characters that were created are better than film characters. And that is it for this show. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you very much for watching. Thank you for getting involved. We'll be back same time next week to do it all again here with BFBS Esports Live. I'm OJ Borge. Thank you, as always, to the Audio Content Fund. Whatever you're doing this week, play them games and let us know what you're playing, where you're playing it, and who you're beating. See you next week.
On air, online, on the app,
on FM,
and DAB+ throughout the UK. This is BFBS.
BFBS.
The Forces Station.